Today is Saturday, May 30th. Good afternoon for WRCO News, sitting in for Caitlin O'Connell. I'm Tim Thede. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reported three incidents that occurred yesterday. In the morning, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a fire across from Randy's. The Dodgeville Fire Department responded. No injuries reported, and the fire was extinguished. In the evening, Iowa County deputies and Dodgeville police assisted a Wisconsin DNR warden with a drug investigation at Governor Dodge State Park. As a result of the investigation, Marvin L. Turner, age 25, was arrested on a probation violation. And then later in the evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a one-vehicle rollover near the intersection of County Road C and High Point Road. The Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, Iowa County deputies responded to the scene. No injuries were reported. A United Airlines flight bound for Minneapolis was diverted to Wisconsin on last night to remove an unruly passenger, officials said. United Flight 2005 from Chicago to Minneapolis landed safely in Madison to address a security concern with an unruly passenger, an airline spokesperson wrote in an email. Law enforcement officials on the flight restrained the passenger quickly, according to Carrie Springer, a spokeswoman for the Dane County Regional Airport. Deputies with the Dane County Sheriff's Office met the flight when it landed and removed the passenger. Springer said federal authorities are handling the investigation. The Boeing 737-900 had 147 passengers and six crew aboard. No injuries were reported, according to the airline. The flight continued its journey and landed in Minneapolis early this morning. Five Wisconsin sheriffs are in a legal fight over whether they can keep holding people for federal immigration officials. The ACLU of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit to stop the practice, arguing local jails should not hold detainees for ICE. A federal judge recently sent the case back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but the sheriffs are now appealing that decision. They say the issue involves federal law and should be handled in federal court if the appeals fails. The state's highest court will take up the case. A man is crushed to death by a boat at a Milwaukee marina. Milwaukee Fire first responders initially came for a possible water rescue Thursday afternoon at Center Point Marine along the Milwaukee River on the city's south side, but found the 24-year-old pinned under a boat on land. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police did not release the man's name or say what caused the boat to tip over. Wisconsin is getting more than $94 million from the EPA to replace lead water pipes. The feds say funds will be distributed through the DNR and communities can apply based on need and the number of lead service lines. Officials say Wisconsin has more than 100,000 lead pipes connected to water systems statewide. Experts say replacing each service line can cost between $5,000 and $10,000. It's expected to replace efforts. Replacement efforts will take decades to finish. Thousands of people with past convictions in Wisconsin have now been granted a second chance. As Governor Tony Evers reaches a new pardon milestone, the governor says he's issued more than 2,000 pardons, including 220 in his latest round. That breaks the previous state record and continues a push to recognize people who have completed their sentences. A pardon does not clear someone's record, and applicants must meet strict rules to qualify. Evers says the process is different from communications, which could release people from prison that have not been announced. Wisconsin high school students are waiting for corrected ACT scores. After the testing company found a scoring error, ACT says the issue affects students who took the online test at school this spring, and scores will either stay the same or go up. State Superintendent Jill Underley says Wisconsin's plans to seek contract penalties over the problem, revised scores are expected by today. Dinky Days continues today in Woodman. The annual event celebrates the last run of Wisconsin's longest-running narrow-gauge train called the Dinky Train between Woodman and Fenimore. This year is the 100th anniversary of that last run. Artists, musicians, train memorabilia, video presentations, and more will be held during the event. There is even something the children will enjoy. Roddy Dole is an organizer of the event.
We are going to read some kids' train stories throughout the day. So on the stage where the music plays, you know, we're going to find a couple times through the day that we can pull one of the children's railroad books off the shelf in the store and read a story. And then we've got a little train that holds about six people at a time, and we're going to give little rides around the parking lot and, you know, around the yard here. So it's full of train stuff.
Help celebrate 100 years since the last run of the Dinky Train during Dinky Days today in Woodman. Commencement ceremonies will be held around the area this weekend, where members of the class of 2026 at their respective schools will receive their diplomas and be honored. This weekend's area ceremonies include graduation for River Valley's class of 2026 will be held today at 1. Commencement for the Ithaca High School class of 2026 will be held tomorrow in the Ithaca High School Gymnasium beginning at 1, and the Richland Center High School class, the Richland Center class of 2026 will be holding graduation ceremonies tomorrow starting at 2 at the Richland Center High School. Congratulations to all students who will be graduating or who have recently graduated, wishing you the best of luck and much success in your future endeavors. Cross Currents Heritage Center will present artists at the farmhouse, Casey Brown and Julia Pello, in conversation today at 2 at the Heritage Center, located at Tipisaki Farms near Blue River. Claimed filmmakers Brown and Pello will show excerpts from two of their films in progress, including Indian Mounds in a Year, a documentary on indigenous earthworks from a Native perspective. The film includes footage shot at mound sites near Muscadet. Those in attendance will have an opportunity to ask the two filmmakers questions about their projects. There is limited seating available. Those wishing to attend must pre-register. You can pre-register and find more information about the event online at crosscurrentsheritage.org. Cross Currents Heritage Center is located west of Blue River on Highway 60. And many kids in southwest Wisconsin depend upon the public school lunch program for the majority of their meals, so they often go hungry during the summer. The Backroads Church Summer Food Program serves free meals to children and teenagers 18 years old and under on weekdays from June 1st through August 6th at several locations in southwest Wisconsin. Meals will be served at Backroads Boscobel, 1130 to 1245, Cozy Acres Mobile Home Park Shelter, 11 to 1115, and Woodman Park Shelter, 1130 to 1145, and Bloomington Village Park, noon to 1230. There are no financial requirements and no forms to fill out. Just come and eat. More information can be found at backroadschurch.org/outreach. Watch for weekly menus on the Backroads Church Facebook page.